Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about getting a gym membership. So Brian is talking to a personal trainer, and he wants to sign up for a gym membership.
Yeah, and the personal trainer is going to tell him more about the membership types, but first he wants to know what Brian wants to do at the gym, so he has some questions,
right? So Brian tells the personal trainer that he wants to build his muscles.
Yeah.
He also gives him his name and his phone number.
Yeah, and he also asks Brian if he wants a personal trainer because it determines how much it will be, right?
Right. So the top membership, that's usually the most expensive membership, comes with a personal trainer. And at this gym, it costs $1,600 NT dollars a month. Now, Brian thinks this is a good idea.
Okay. So he signs up.
That's right. And now, Brian is a member at this gym. So today, we're going to find out how Brian is doing at this new gym in the article.
Going to the gym.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see in a gym.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Muscle. Personal trainer.Weight machine. Weight. Bar. Treadmill. Exercise bike. Dumbbell.Punching bag. Free weights.
Excuse me, where are the weight machines?
They're near the back of the room. Are you new to the gym?
Yes. Do you come here often?
Yes, I come here every other day.
Cool. What kinds of exercises do you do?
First, I run on the treadmill. Or ride an exercise bike for 15 minutes.
What do you do after that?
Then I lift weights for 30 minutes to build muscles.
What do you do to make your arms stronger?
I do curls with dumbbells.
Thanks for the tips.
You're welcome. Enjoy your workout.
Word power.
Near. Near.
Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work every day. Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work every day. Room, room. Stacy has her own room, but her two younger brothers have to share one. Stacy has her own room, but her two younger brothers have to share one. Ride, 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 rode, ridden. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river. Enjoy, enjoy. Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together. Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together.
Okay, today's article is another conversation, this time between Brian and another gym member. So Brian speaks first by saying, "Excuse me, where are the weight machines?"
Excuse me, 这里就是英文里的不好意思，要表示哎不好意思打断人家，或是打扰，或是借过，你都可以用这个字，或者你也可以说用 excuse me 开头，然后后面说你想要借问啊，或是借过，或是不好意思什么事情。所以今天啊，这个对话是由 Brian 开始，他要跟另外一位的这个会员，健身房的会员讲话。他就先说，哎，不好意思，请问一下这个举重的机器在哪里？ Because he is new, so he's not familiar with these machines.
That's right. Okay, now Brian is going straight for the weights. Remember, he wants to build those big muscles. Tommy, the other gym member, answers by saying, "They're near the back of the room. Are you new to the gym?"
啊，对话的对象呢就是 Tommy。Tommy 呢，他就跟他说，哎，这个他要问这个他的举重的机器在哪里嘛？所以呢，他说，哎 ，Brian 应该是新的，所以呢，因为他不知道这些东西在哪里，所以就问他说 ，Are you new to the gym？ 你是新来的吗？不过 Tommy 还是有回答 Brian 的问题了。他说 ，The machines are near the back of the room。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Tommy told Brian that the weights are near the back of the room. Now let's look at the preposition near first.Near is spelled N-E-A-R, near. Okay, we're talking about the preposition near. When you are near something, two things are not far away from each other. So if you are near the bathroom, you are close to the bathroom. You are not far away from the bathroom. Now here's an example sentence. Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work every day. One more time.Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work every day.
Near 是个介系词，表示靠近、接近，离什么东西很接近。我们后面可以直接加 near something or somebody， 意思呢跟 close 很接近，或者呢这个表示时间上很接近，我们也可以用 near 这个字。比如说 Mandy's birthday is near Christmas， 跟这个圣诞节很靠近。那例句呢，则是 Richard 就是住办公室，离办公室很近。I know you live near our office too, right? And you walk to.
Well, it's close enough to walk.To work under 30 minutes.
Under 30 minutes.
Under 30 minutes. It's near if you think about taking the bus.
Ah, right. But it's not close, close enough.
It's close enough for me. It's not that far away. Okay, but we're not quite finished with that sentence yet. Tommy said that the weights were near the back of the room. Now, the word room is a noun. It's spelled R-O-O-M, room. We're going to find out more about this noun right now.Okay, we're talking about the noun room. A room is a part of the inside of a building that has its own walls, floor, and ceiling. For example, there are different types of rooms inside a house. There are bedrooms where you sleep, living rooms where you watch TV and spend time with family, and dining rooms where you eat, There's also bathrooms where you shower and brush your teeth. Of course, there are many more than that too. Here's an example. Stacy has her own room, but her two younger brothers have to share one. One more time. Stacy has her own room, but her two younger brothers have to share one.
Room 本身就有房间的意思，比如你要说自己的房间 my room， 当然你也可以具体一点说 my bedroom， 就是我的卧室。当然呢，还有很多不同的房间类型，比如说我们刚才有讲到 bathroom 浴室，或者是living room 这个是客厅，甚至是 classroom 教室。那我们看到例句呢是说他有自己的房间 ，So Brian 呢他是说他是新来的，所以他就问说这个举重的器材在哪里？所以我们就跟他说 near the back of the room， 在这个房间的后面。
Okay, so Tommy also asked if Brian was new to the gym, right? Now, when we ask someone if they are new to something, we are asking if they are at this place or doing this thing for the first time.
Ah, we learned that Brian just signed up for the membership yesterday, so of course he is new, right?
Right, that's why he says, yes, do you come here often?
我们知道 Brian 昨天才加入会员，所以他当然回答是说他真的是刚刚才加入了。那他就反问 Tommy 啦，他说：“那你是常常会来这里吗？”
Okay, so Tommy tells Brian how often he goes to the gym. He says, "Yes, I come here every other day."
Wow, every other day， 也就是每隔一天。Every 呢，我们知道有每一的意思，比如说 every day, every year， 就是每一天、每一年。那 every other day， 每隔一天就会来，那也就是每两天会上一次健身房的意思啦。That's quite often.
Right. So let me see if I understand. Every other day means every second day. So one day you go, then one day you take a break, then the next day you go, and then you break.
That's pretty often. That's quite often.
It is. Okay.Brian continues the conversation with Tommy. He says, cool, what kinds of exercises do you do?
Brian's new here, so he can use some help,
Probably,
right?
Probably, yeah.
所以他就问 Tommy 说，那既然你常常来的话，那你都做些什么呢？ So some people want to work on their arms, or some people want to build stronger legs, and this will determine what exercise you do.
Okay, so...Tommy has a good exercise plan when he goes to the gym. He tells Brian what that is. He says, first, I run on the treadmill or ride an exercise bike for 15 minutes.
当然啦，这个要加入会员，要加入这个健身房 ，It's better to work out with a plan。所以他有一个还不错的健身计划。他说他一开始呢会先去跑这个跑步机 treadmill， 然后呢会再骑这个 exercise bike， ride on the exercise bike。
All right, so an exercise bike looks like a bike, but you don't go anywhere. I get it.
健身房的脚踏车。
Okay, so let's talk about the word ride in that sentence. Ride is a verb, and it's spelled R-I-D-E, ride. Okay, we're talking about the verb ride. When you ride on a bike or a motorcycle, you sit on it and use it to travel from one place to another. Now, you can also ride an animal like a horse. You can teach the animal to run or walk the way you want it to.Here's an example. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river. One more time. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river.
Ride 是骑乘，注意它的三态也是不规则的，是 ride, rode, ridden。除了骑脚踏车，像文章和例句提到 ride bicycles， 也可以说 ride a scooter， 骑摩托车，或者是我们刚刚也有提到 ride a horse， 骑马等等的。所以的 Tommy 呢，他就是先用跑步机，然后呢再骑15分钟的脚踏车。
Okay, so first Tommy runs, maybe he rides the exercise bike, but he only does that for a little bit of time. Now that's why Brian asks, what do you do after that?
当然啦，你去跑一趟健身房，不会就只做这十几分钟啦。所以 Brian 就问说，那之后你做什么呢？
Okay, so Tommy says, I lift weights for 30 minutes to build muscles.
哇，重头戏来了。Tommy 呢，他说他举重举30分钟。哇 ，This is how you lift,、mm-hmm. and you lift weights 就是举重啦。Mm-hmm.
Do you lift weights, Winnie?
I try to. I do. I have like, because I work out at home,、okay. so I have like dumbbells at、mm-hmm. home, so not professional ones.
Just plastic ones?
Not plastic ones.
Rubber, maybe.
Yeah.
Rubber, okay. All right. Brian wants to know more about Tommy's weightlifting. He asks, what do you do to make your arms stronger?
Oh, so Tommy might look really fit.、Mm-hmm. So Brian 就问 Tommy 啊，接着问说，你怎么让你这个手臂这个比较强壮呢 ？Make 呢，在这里是指使某事物变得怎么样，也是一个实义动词。后面呢，可以直接加形容词 stronger. So what does Tommy do?
Okay, he's got a great answer. Tommy says, I do curls with dumbbells.
Curl 呢，在这里是当名词，它呢本身呢就是指弯曲的意思，所以当你弯曲 with dumbbells 就是举重的意思啦。那用哑铃举重 ，so you see that when you do curls,、mm-hmm. that's curls,
right? Because you're like curling. Your arm is curling、mm-hmm. up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now that I think that's one of the funniest words in English, dumbbell. I don't know where it comes from, but I do think it's quite funny. Okay, so you curl your arm to lift the weights、mm-hmm. up. That's why it's called a curl. Now, here are other really great ideas for Brian. He tells Brian, these are really great ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brian is thankful. He says, thanks for the tips.
Tommy 的确给了很多建议啊。Brian 呢，最后就谢谢你的这些诀窍窍门。我们用 tips 这个字，毕竟啊，他就是新来的嘛，所以他有很多都不知道。大家聊天完呢，还要谢谢他。So they should get started, right?
That's right. I think Tommy's trying to work out. He's in the middle of、
yeah.
exercising. Brian can't just talk to Tommy forever. He needs to get started. Well, that's why Tommy says, "You're welcome."Enjoy your workout. Okay.
看别人这个运动啊，然后比如说刚刚我们说，谢谢他的窍门，他的诀窍。他说谢谢以后呢 ，Tommy 呢要回说别人跟他说，哦，不客气，我们就可以用 You're welcome， 不用客气这样意思。Because 他接着跟他说 ，Brian can enjoy his workout.
Right. So now we're going to talk about the word enjoy. Enjoy is a verb. It's spelled E-N-J-O-Y. Enjoy. Let's learn more about this verb now.We're talking about the word enjoy. When you enjoy something, you find it fun or pleasing. Now, the thing that you enjoy makes you feel happy. For example, I enjoy reading before I go to sleep. It makes me happy to read a story, and going to bed happy is the best thing to do. Here's an example sentence. Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together. One more time.Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together.
Enjoy 当动词表示享受，后面我会接名词。比如说你去餐厅啊，或是这个服务生上完食物啊，他会跟你说 ，Oh, enjoy your meal， 好好享受你的餐点。那如果享受做某件事情，要记得把后面的动词加上 ing 变成动名词。像我们看到这个例句也是 enjoy playing basketball， 享受一起玩篮球。
Okay, so What exactly did Tommy mean when he told Brian to enjoy his workout?
Workout 分开两个字呢，一个是一个动词片语，就是健身的意思。那这里文章呢是把这个 workout 放在一起，变成一个字，就是名词，也就是去健身的意思。So enjoy enjoy workout 呢，就是好好享受健身的运动的这个过程。
Okay, well, guys, that's all the time we've got for our Picture Dictionary article today.So we're going to finish up with today's magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, everyone. 没错，又是我来代班 Magic Box. 好，大家应该都知道每一天的英文该怎么说吧？没错，很简单，就是 every day. 像是，我每天都会喝至少八杯的水，我就可以这么说啦。I drink at least 8 glasses of water every day. I drink at least 8 glasses of water every day. 好，今天就要来跟大家来介绍 everyday 的相关的时间副词片语。来问问大家，诶，你们知道每隔一天该怎么说吗？知道 everyday， 可是这个可能不知道，对不对？其实很简单诶，我们用的是 every other day。 OK， 好了，那举一反三，每隔一周，哦，没有错，就是 every other week。 好，我们来举个例子好了， We have a group meeting every other week。We have a group meeting every other week. 意思就是我们每隔一周都会开一次的会来讨论报告哦。好，那再考考大家，既然诶每隔一天是 every other day， 那每隔两天要怎么说呢？嗯，没错，很好哦，就是 every 2 days， 以此类推哦。那这个每隔三天就是 every 3 days。好啦，说到 every day， 不知道大家有没有在影集里面常听到有人提到 every single day 这样的说法呢？其实 every single day 和 every day 的意思完全一样啦，只是 every single day 更有一种强调的语气。OK， 像是龙伟工作超卖力的，连这个假日都在工作诶，你要强调这样子的语气，你就可以这么说啦。He works every single day and never takes a break.He works every single day and never takes a break. 哈？他都不用休息哦，也太夸张了吧。好啦，只是个例句。当然呢， every single 其实也可以跟 every other 一样，后面呢可以自由的代换。像是 every single hour 指的就是每个小时等等。好啦，最后做个小提醒，大家一定都看过分开的 every day 跟合起来成为一个字的 every day。大家你们知道有什么差别吗？好了，我们看到分开的 everyday 就是两个字，是当作时间副词用，放在句尾，而合起来的一个字的 everyday 则是当作形容词来用，用来修饰名词。来举个例子比较清楚哦，像是呢 Korean dramas have become part of my everyday life。 我再讲一次哦， Korean dramas have become part of my everyday life，就是韩剧已经变成了我每天生活的一部分了。我只要一天没看见欧巴，我就好痛苦啊。好了好了，话不多说，赶快来做一个小测验哦。好，我要怎么用英文跟龙伟说，哎，别忘了每6个小时要吃一次药哦。别走开，答案即将揭晓哦。
The answer is, don't forget to take the medicine every 6 hours. 你们答对了吗？Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, welcome to review time.
Yeah.
Now I've got 3 of our picture dictionary words all misspelled here on the whiteboard. So you can see all these letters.But Winnie needs to find 3 words.
3.
And spell them for me.
Using 3 words with so many letters?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 再考到我耶。
Okay, I'm going to start you with an easy one, Winnie.
Okay.
Okay. Your first word is gym.
Gym.
Mm-hmm.
It is easy, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Gym, 你知道有 G.
Mm-hmm.
G, 还有什么？Gym. Y?
Mm-hmm.
G-Y-M. Gym.
Okay.
I got them.
Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to erase those letters.
Thank you.
So now we have fewer letters.
Yes.
Okay, Winnie, this one's a bit harder. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Okay. Bicycle.
Bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's long. Bicycle. There's B.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycle.
Think about bi.
B-I-cycle.
Mm-hmm. There's no S there, so.
C.
Mm-hmm.
Y.
Mm-hmm.
Cycle. C-L-E.
Yes. B.
Long.
I-C-Y-C-L-E. Mm-hmm. Now, we have much fewer letters.So now, Winnie, you need to spell dumbbell.
With all these letters?
Mm-hmm.
Dumb. Okay, there's a dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb. 我们这里有 D, U,
mm-hmm.
M, mm-hmm. B, Is it another B? B-E-L-L-S?
Yes.
Yay!
Okay.
Got them all.
All right. So, Winnie took some of our picture dictionary words today, and she spelled them out. You guys can do this to your friends, too. But for A Plus English, that's all we have time for. I'm Erin.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Going to the gym.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see in a gym.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Muscle, personal trainer, weight machine, weight, bar, treadmill, exercise bike, dumbbell, punching bag, free weights.
Excuse me, where are the weight machines?
They're near the back of the room. Are you new to the gym?
Yes. Do you come here often?
Yes, I come here every other day.
Cool. What kinds of exercises do you do?
First, I run on the treadmill or ride an exercise bike for 15 minutes.
What do you do after that?
Then I lift weights for 30 minutes to build muscles.
What do you do to make your arms stronger?
I do curls with dumbbells.
Thanks for the tips.
You're welcome. Enjoy your workout.
Near, near. Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work.Every day. Richard lives near his office, so he walks to work every day. Room, room. Stacy has her own room, but her two younger brothers have to share one. Stacy has her own room.But her two younger brothers have to share one. Ride, 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 rode, ridden. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river. We rode our bicycles on the path next to the river. Enjoy.Enjoy. Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together. Julian and his friends enjoy playing basketball together.